We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the Book of Zohar. We are in item 63. You can find the study materials in the system of Barvut on the button of study materials. You can ask questions, and selected questions will be asked here.
Go ahead.
63. Now you can understand that there really is no end to the merit of the first generations over the last. This is the rule in all the partsufim of the world and the souls. The pure one is the first to be selected into the partsuf. Therefore, the vessels of Chabad were selected first in the world and in the souls. Thus, the souls in the first two millennia were much higher. Yet they could not receive the full measure of the light due to the absence of the lower parts in the world and in themselves, namely Chagat Nehim. Likewise, afterward, in the two middle millennia, when the Kelim Chagat were selected into the world and in the souls were indeed very pure, in and of themselves, since the merit of the Kelim of Chagat is close to that of Chabad. As it is written in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, yet the lights were still concealed in the world due to the absence of the Kelim from the Chazeh down to the world of the souls. Thus, in our generation, although the essence of the souls is the worst, which is why they could not be selected for Kedusha, for holiness, until today, they are the ones that complete the partsuf of the world and the partsuf of the souls with respect to the vessels, the kelim, and the work is completed only through them. Now, when the kelim, the vessels of Nehi, are being completed, and all the kelim, Rosh Toch Sof, are in the partsuf, full measures of light, meaning complete Naran in Rosh Toch Sof, are being extended to all those who are worthy. Hence, only after the completion of these lowly souls can the highest lights manifest and not before.
Well, it's as we said in the previous lesson, the whole partsuf of Adam Rishon is 10 sefirot, dividing into Chabad, Chagat, Nehi. So in the beginning, the vessels, the lighter vessels are sorted out, then harder ones, and then harder ones. And the difference is not only in the vessels being different in their coarseness, but in their manner, in the way they are broken. Because there is a difference. It's not just that the vessels are on a level of coarseness of root, 1, 2, 3, 4, and they are broken in it. It is also in what way they were connected among themselves. In what way, from what form they became disconnected and how they functioned. And now they seemingly operate the opposite of their former functionality. There are many discernments in it from what they had before the shattering and what they have now after the shattering. So now there is a problem here. There is a problem here. In the correction of the vessels, that the more we advance and become closer and closer to the final correction, the vessels that we raise the vessels that rise from the breaking to correction are growing worse and worse. And this is what we're seeing in the world around us. How from generation to generation, people are growing more selfish. They don't care about anything. We think that people 100 or 200 years ago were crass and more selfish than we are. They weren't. They didn't have it. It's just that they, to us, it seems like it was easy for them to be content with less. They weren't being content with less. It was just ordinary life. It was regular life. And also, there wasn't that much to offer. There wasn't that much around them. It was easy for them to subjugate themselves before king and before kings and before rulers that governed them. For us, it's not like that. We are as we are the most broken vessels. From the high level that we were in the vessels of Keter Chokhmah Binah, we fell down and broke more than all the previous vessels that have achieved correction, because all the corrections begin from the lighter to the heavier. And therefore, what is happening to us is that we see ourselves as very weak. So we haven't the same devotion that can be in the previous vessels, because their shattering wasn't as harsh, as difficult. They didn't fall from our level, but from a lesser one. So it was easier for them to believe, to unite, to organize themselves. But for us, it's very difficult. Very difficult.
No.
Well, there are many questions here, but did you read it once? Read it again.
Again, 63. Now you can understand that there really is no end to the merit of the first generations over the last, as this is the rule in all the partsufim of the worlds and of the souls. The pure one is the first to be selected into the Patsuf. Therefore, the Kelim, the vessels of Chabad, were selected first in the world and in the souls. Thus, the souls in the first two millennia were much higher. Yet they could not receive the full measure of the light due to the absence of the lower parts in the world and in themselves, namely Chagat Nehim. Likewise, afterward, in the two middle millennia, when the Kelim Chagat were selected into the world and in the souls were indeed very pure in and of themselves, since the merit of the vessels of Chagat is close to that of Chabad. As it is written in the introduction to the book of Zohar, yet the lights were still concealed in the world due to the absence of the vessels from the Chazeh down in the world and in the souls. Thus, in our generation, although the essence of these souls is the worst, which is why they could not be selected for Kedusha, for holiness, until today, they are the ones that complete the Partsuf of the world and the Partsuf of the souls with respect to the Kelim, and the work is completed only through them. Now, when the vessels of Nehi are being completed, and all the vessels, the Kelim, Oshtoch Sof, are in the Patsuf, four measures of light, meaning complete Naran in Oshtoch Sof, are being extended to all those who are worthy. Hence, only after the completion of these lowly souls can the highest lights manifest, and not before.
Okay. Well, as much as we can, we will scrutinize it. Kiev.
Yes, dear love. What does it mean that the highest lights can only be revealed in these souls?
How can the lights be revealed if not in corrected vessels? It's impossible for a vessel that's not corrected for the light to be revealed in it. Of course not.
If we're saying that we want the lights to be revealed in the ten, so what's the connection between the lower souls and us?
We need to correct the connections between us on top of all the forms of shattering that are revealed among us. And the heavier are the forms of shattering among us in the ten, more essential ones, and we still correct them. By this, we reveal higher lights. Souls or desires. That's it. Souls or desires. Haifa 1.
Good morning, Rav and World Kli. Can you explain Baal HaSulam discerns between a partsuf of the world and partsuf of the souls? Can you explain what he means?
We will soon learn it. The world, it depends on how he uses the world, the word the world. Normally, the world means he'elem, concealment. What is concealed, what is hidden. This is called the world. Souls are vessels that are in some form of connection between them. And this is why they have some connection with the upper light, with the Creator. Here, it is opposite connection, lights and vessels. We will talk about it. I'm just not sure how to approach it. It's too general of a question.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
How in our generation can we make our prayer more precise towards the Creator?
What does it matter in which generation? We have to begin with our desires, what we see, what we want, what we yearn for, what we have to achieve through the connection between us. And when we achieve connection with the Creator in this way, accordingly, He fills us with His presence, meaning with His lights.
Our desires change every second. So how can we calibrate it right?
Through connection between us, we rise above all the nonsense that awaken in us every moment and achieve a more stable form of desires and intentions through connection among us. Because in each one, you're right, there are myriad intentions and desires. But if we go for connection among us, by this, we submit ourselves, and then all the desires and thoughts stop running around in us, and then we position them, we direct them in the right direction, in a single direction. Alone you can't do it, because alone you are devoid, you are given to the changes in your records, in the elements inside of you. But if you go and organize your relationship with the friends, by this you establish and fix. You put out those eruptions of records and you come into the right direction. We can't work with what we have inside of us, because there are many thoughts in man's heart, and it's all running around. But if we want to connect ourselves to others, by this we create stability, where each one is holding the others. This is why a 10 becomes something that has a shape, a form. It is no longer diffused like particles that run around records and intentions, and it all becomes a lot more stable. And then it also creates an order from Ketel to Malchut, reflected light, direct light, connected, the screens and the records. It's a completely different world. This is why without connection among us, we're unworthy of or unsuitable for anything. Tel Aviv 3.
Thank you, Rav. Maybe to continue that, how does it feel to be in a spiritual vessel?
What spiritual vessel?
In a pure spiritual vessel, what does it feel?
I can't tell you what the feeling is like. The feeling is what you feel. We have to come to a state where all our desires are directed toward the Creator. And out of this, we will feel ourselves as a spiritual vessel.
I'm asking if we can be like lighter, more refined, that everything will like flow more.
I don't understand you, and I can hardly hear you.
I'm asking if we can be lighter, more refined, more successful in the work of the Creator over all this heaviness.
If you try, you will. I don't understand the questions. Can I be more refined? Of course you can. What are you asking?
I want to be like these light, pure vessels. I have to aspire towards it. What do I aspire to?
Yeah, through connection with the friends, you have to create states, as in the tenth sefirot, as in a spiritual patsuf. PT 19.
Then?
Nothing? Good. That's over too. PT 25.
What does it mean that the vessels of the Sof are scrutinized? What are they? Do the lights even get there?
Yes. That's the problem with the wisdom of Kabbalah, that we name many different discernments with the same words. Osh toch sof, head interior, and are in the patsuf. In the end, you have ten sefirot in the rosh, ten sefirot in the toch, and ten sefirot in the sof. In other words, you can't have rosh if you don't have a representatives of the ten sefirot, which are thoughts, goals, etc. You can't have toch, interior, that doesn't have ten sefirot, that execute the action as much as you can discern in every discernment. And the sof, the end, where they keep from performing the actions. It's also a lot of work because they're saying, thus far, we don't need any more than that. So in every partsuf, you have 30 sfirot and not 10. Rosh toch sof. And that too is not enough. You have more discernments. This is how we need to see the situation. Come on with the question.
So, what's the addition that the lower vessels called sof?
No, that's different. The fact that we use the vessels of the Rosh and then the Toch and then the Sof, this is just a language. We use the vessels of all the, in all the tense field, we use refined vessels in a root coarseness, in coarseness number one, then in coarseness on the second level, and then coarseness on the levels three and four. We have three types of vessels, let's put it this way.
And what it says here that when the vessels of Nehi are already made, so these vessels, they receive lights eventually? Are we supposed to receive some kind of lights, or?
Of course we receive lights, but there is an inverse relation between lights and vessels. Only at the end of correction, everything will be filled with the light of Ein Sof, light of infinity, and then each and every vessel will get the light that it should receive from the perspective of creation. In the meantime, every vessel receives a light that comes to it out of its presence in the partsuf. Where the more refined receive more, and the coarser has a chance to give more.
Thank you.
PT 19.
Yeah, I have trouble with the internet. I have a problem with understanding Bala Sulam. He says, in our generation, the essence of these souls is the worst in reality because they couldn't come into holiness till today. We're the weakest generation of all the last generation, also in dissemination?
Of course, we're living in the last generation, and we feel that there really are great changes in the world, and all those changes are for us or because of us. So we will work with them. Yes, in the previous generations, there weren't such phenomena as there are in this generation.
So why are such difficulties coming if we're the weakest generation?
Go to the craftsman who made me.
But what's the reason?
I don't really know. That's what I want to say. That I don't know, and I really don't care. I need to, first of all, work. You understand? It's not going to help me if I become a wise guy and I say, I want it, I don't want it. Why did the Creator do it this way, that way? If he did it, he did it. What are you going to do?
Because I'm concerned in dissemination that we're not successful.
We have to demand from all of reality to understand reality so that we work. You understand? That's it. God has created to do. If you don't use it for doing, but in order not to do, then you're not going to get anything out of it besides damned philosophy.
Can we find the point of weakness? Where is it?
Our weakness?
In dissemination.
It is that we cannot balance our intellect with our feelings, and our intellect wants to jump ahead as if it understands anything about reality.
So we develop more feeling. How do we develop more feelings and not mind?
You can develop the feeling indefinitely. If you got a 10,
yeah, of course, you don't see it.
I see you've got nine people there.
They're amazing.
So what's the problem?
Because we argue, some run away, you shut off the windows. They can't deal with the state. Can't.
That's incorrect. It's incorrect. You don't know what it means to cope or not cope. If you are in all kinds of scrutinies or not so good scrutinies every moment, it is still progress and corrections. Everything is corrections.
So if something happens, you say not to run, but to overcome every state you're in, and that's your advancement in feelings?
Yes. This is why we're going to item 64. Item 64. Indeed, even our sages ask this question. In Masechet Brachot, Rav Papa said to Abaye, how were the first generations different that a miracle happened to them, and how are we different that a miracle is not happening to us? Is it because of the study? During the years of Rav Yehuda, the whole study was only in Nezikin, the Masechet Nezikin, whereas we are learning all of the six volumes of the Mishnah. And when Rav Yehuda delved in the question in Oktzin, the Masechet Oktzin, he said, I saw Rav and Shmuel here, whereas we are learning 13 yeshivot in Oktzin. And when Rav Yehuda took off one shoe, the rain came. Whereas we torment our souls and cry out, and no one notices us. He replied, Abaye to Rav Papa, the first gave their souls to the sanctity of the Lord. We are not. Thus, although it was obvious, both to the one who asked and to the one who answered, that the first were more important than they were, with respect to the Torah and the wisdom of Papa and Abaye were more important than the first. Thus, although the first generations were more important than the latter generations in the essence of their souls, because the more refined is selected to come to the world first, nevertheless, with respect to the wisdom of the Torah, it is increasingly revealed in the latter generations. This is for the reason we have mentioned above, that the overall level is completed specifically through the latter ones. This is why more complete lights are drawn to them, although their own essence is far worse.
That's the important summary. Read that again.
Again, this is why the first generations are more important than the last generations.
The way they come out, the ones that are less flawed from the shattering, because all the corrections are also from easy to the difficulty. It's if you take the cream off first.
In the essence of their own souls, because the purer, the more refined is selected to come to the world first. Nevertheless, with respect to the wisdom of the Torah, it is increasingly revealed in the latter generations. This is so for the reason we have mentioned that the overall level is completed specifically by the latter ones. This is why more complete lights are drawn to them, although their own essence is far worse.
So that's according to what we study, the opposite relation between lights and vessels. The more the vessels are coarse, worse, when they rise for correction, they draw the greater lights. That's why, even though we, on one hand, we don't feel ourselves that we're destined for corrections, there were people who received much more heavening of the heart. They still restricted themselves, and they could be eat a piece of bread with salt, drink some water, sleep on the land, and they still toiled in the wisdom of Kabbalah and corrections, and they were ready to just kill themselves to reach some kind of spiritual work. And us, with all the conditions we have, we don't want it. We don't want it. And that's on one hand. On the other hand, we need to understand that still the complete great lights, we specifically draw them and stabilize them in the vessel of Adam Rishon. Okay or not? You want to read it again? Please.
Can I ask something more general that comes from what we said?
What?
I remember when I just started studying, I needed to often just accept what Barasulam wrote or Rabash wrote or what you said, which I didn't feel. But and after several years, you see that it's accurate and correct, and there was no question about it being correct. I'm asking about the world, even about the people of Israel. What should they do so that we can promote them? Do they also have to have faith in the sages?
They need to subdue themselves and receive, take us that we lead them as the group that leads the way.
On whom does it depend?
Like Moses took all the people out of Egypt, that's how we need to see ourselves in that duty. And it's not exaggerated, and it's not pride or anything. It's difficult work. Moses was such a poor guy. He was running around in this work. It's also written about it. That's why, that's how we have to see it. And the world, we're advancing to a state where we understand more and more what we're supposed to do, even though we're tiny, and what can we, how can we be leaders? But the Creator's the leader. We just need to make the connection. So in order to make connection with all this shattered humanity, we also have to be like that shattered, dirty, weak, but still, when we know we have to connect to the Creator, and we know we need to connect to humanity, and humanity from now is also going through a good friction from all this pandemic and floods and fires, and it's not the end of it. And we come to a state that because we have no choice, specifically from that way, when we start bestowing connections to one another and corrections above all our calculations, only in order to be saved, in that way we can be saved, and that is our role.
By bestowing connections among each other, you mean inside Bnei Baruch or between Bnei Baruch and
No, in Bnei Baruch, that's clear. There's no question about it. I'm talking about the general humanity.
What does it take for them to receive this bestowal from us? Because we disseminate, we study, we try to do everything we can.
On one hand, keep doing that. On the other hand, the Creator will organize it.
And what should happen with them so they will agree to accept from us, which they now disagree with it?
They will say, like they told Moses in Egypt, you speak to Pharaoh and we'll stand on the side. Just like they stood in Mount Sinai. You go talk to the Creator, we'll stand here on the side. They can't do more than that. There's no connection. They don't have vessels for a connection, but along with that, they're prepared for it.
So that's the end of the process to speak to the Creator.
Soon, soon. Don't worry. You understand? Some more fires and floods, and a bit more of germs there, and what humanity. You know, if you make a calculation now after all we went through in the 2 years of the pandemic, so you'll see there's no problem. I see this as something very short, quick.
I'm asking, what will be the beginning of their connection with us? What will they demand in the beginning?
We need to give an explanation, some kind of rational explanation to what's happening, and to stand there on it and keep renewing our explanation, and they'll see that except for us, nobody can grasp it.
Is it the explanation that they'll need to understand what is happening?
They are working according to intellect, according to reason, something.
I'm asking, do they need an explanation or a solution? Should it be in the form of an explanation or a solution?
It's an explanation for the solution.
And that's a solution they'll want? How to, in the end, connect?
They will want it because after all the disappointments they have in all the supposed solutions, so they won't have anything. That's what's left. That's what I see. I can't say what I think about the times, but we'll speak about it. I really hope that times are compressing and coming closer. That's it. No questions, so let's keep going.
Item 65. Hence, we could ask, why then is it forbidden to disagree with the first in the revealed Torah? It is because as far as the practical part of the commandments is concerned, it is to the contrary. The first were more complete in them than the last, since the act extends from the holy vessels of the Sefirot. And the secrets of the Torah and the ta'amim, flavors of the mitzvah, commandment, extend from the lights in the Sefirot. You already know that there is an inverse relation between lights and vessels. In the vessels, the higher ones grow first, which is why the earlier ones were more complete in the practical part than the latter ones. But with the lights, the lower one comes first. So the last are more complete than the first.
Maybe again. Even though I don't think they might not hear the second time either.
Again, item 65.
Yeah.
Hence, we could ask, why then is it forbidden to disagree with the first in the revealed Torah? It is because as far as the practical part of the commandments is concerned, it is to the contrary. The first were more complete in them than the last, since the act extends from the holy vessels of the Sefirot and the secrets of the Torah and the ta'amim, flavors of the commandment, extend from the lights in the Sefirot. You already know that there is an inverse relation between lights and vessels. In the vessels, the higher ones grow first, which is why the earlier ones were more complete in the practical part than the latter ones. But with the lights, the lower ones enter first. So the last are more complete than the first.
Okay. So we let them hear. Let's keep going.
Item 66. Bear in mind that in everything there is internality and externality. In the world in general, Israel, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are regarded as the internality of the world. And the 70 nations are regarded as the externality of the world.
Here, of course, we have to understand what he writes. There's no nationality here. That's not the matter. It's a matter if a person has a desire, a longing for the Creator or not. If he doesn't, so he doesn't belong to this. If he does have a desire for the Creator, that's God that the Creator chose him. He gave him that desire, and it means a person has an opportunity, an ability to come close and reveal the Creator and cling on to him. Yes.
Also, there is internality within Israel themselves, which are the complete servants of the Creator, and there is externality, those who do not devote themselves to the work of the Creator. Among the nations of the world, there is internality as well, which are the righteous of the nations of the world, and there is externality, which are the crass and the harmful among them. Additionally, among the servants of the Creator, among the children of Israel, there is internality, being those rewarded with comprehension of the soul of the internality of the Torah and its secrets, and externality, who merely observe the practical part of the Torah. Also, there is internality in every person from Israel, the Israel within, which is the point in the heart, and externality, which is the inner of the world within him, inner nations of the world within him, which is the body itself. But even the nations of the world in him are regarded as proselytes, since by adhering to the internality, they become like proselytes from among the nations of the world who came and adhered to the whole of Israel.
None. No questions. I see that today it's very heavy. There's a heaviness on everybody. Okay. Well, let's still hear PT 24.
Shall we show the Samech Hei, Rav?
Rav, can I ask about 65?
Okay. Ask.
So, first of all, what is the revealed Torah? And what is the practical part of the commandments? All those concepts there, I'm not sure I understand what he's talking about. What he means.
Torah is all the means that with them we can reach revelation of the Creator, which is mainly the light that reforms, that we awaken it, and it shines upon us. And that's it. Now, what else are you asking?
He says, the revealed Torah. What's revealed here?
Revealed is what is revealed to a person from his actions. And concealed means that it's concealed from a person. That's it. Only towards a person attaining, revealed and concealed. It's not that in this way it's open everybody, in this way it's closed from everybody.
And what is the practical part of the commandments?
The practical part of the commandments that we are doing There are people that interpret that it's what we do in our hands and legs and our mouth and so on. And there's the practical part of the mitzvot that we do in our desires. And by that, we draw lights and revelation of the Creator towards us.
No.
We'll keep talking on it. It's not simple. You asked about, there's nothing really here about it. If we talk about it, we really have to open all these things up in a true way. Maybe you can explain what's going on today. Who can explain? Who's in charge about this whole mess?
There's this excitement toward the meal this evening.
Oh, wow, really? That is the reason that everybody today are in dormant, that you can't stop it. What are you expecting from this evening? I won't make a concert. I'm not going to dance before you or sing before you, and not going to play before you, and not even going to explain anything. Enough, we can explain things now. All these things. So I don't really have anything to do in the evening. What are you planning to do in the evening? How are you going to prepare this meal? How do you want it to happen? Discuss about it now and decide till the evening you have time to prepare.
So maybe we should workshop this question?
Yeah. How do we want to have this evening lesson today? Well, it's too broad. I don't know how to ask it. Who is in charge of the meal?
He's in PT 5.
They're in PT 5. Who's there in PT 5?
Ken?
Yeah.
So, what do you want from him, that American?
In the beginning of the lesson, he said that everything we're learning now in the entry to the first spiritual degree is the implementation of the theory we've been learning in the last year and a half. So maybe, how do we realize this connection of the first degree between us in the meal this evening?
That's exactly what we're learning in the morning lesson. How we are realizing the first spiritual degree, the entrance into spirituality. I see everybody's falling asleep. So what do we do? What are we doing? That's why I'm asking. How can we have a meal this evening for our entrance into spirituality, let's say? Who's in charge? Him?
I'm in a team with other friends. We only make sure that there will be the atmosphere, but the preparation is for each tent to do.
Okay, so you, PT5, are doing it?
PT5 will also prepare themselves as much as possible, and they'll support the rest of the Kli, for sure. But that's the question, Rav. Everyone has to prepare himself. We keep trying to understand how it's possible to rise another degree in these meetings, so they're not just a celebration.
Is there a necessity? Is there a necessity? And in the necessity, in that necessity, are we coming to the realization. What are we deciding for today? Let's say today, Sunday, what are we deciding? Well, answer me. What do we want to attain till this evening? What am I coming with? Let's say you're coming to me as a guest, so you bring some nice gift. I hope, I don't know, let's say that I'll invite you if I'll be sure that you're going to bring a nice gift. So you bring it, I don't know, a nice bottle from a special place there, and so on. So what are we bringing for tonight? That by this we want to make the friends happy.
This is what we're supposed to speak among ourselves now, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's do a workshop.
Do it. Bye.
In the evening, we're coming to the meal with gifts. The best gift is an excerpt for reading, and
it's a deficiency in the heart, deficiency for a connection, a deficiency that we have missed each other for our inner connection, and mainly yearning for those actions of love and bestowal to be between us.
The meal today, the topic of the meal is love. And yesterday, all day, we felt how the love between us depends on the gifts. We insist on giving to each other, even if it seems to me like the friend's heart is like a stone. I still try and ask the Creator to help penetrate the friend's heart and fill it with love. And with these efforts, during the day, we come to it.
We will come with a good preparation throughout the day, of an awakening, of a good mood, responsibility towards the whole world, a desire to incorporate with the whole world Kli in this special action we're doing, and that we'll ask the Creator to be with us together in the meal.
We will direct ourselves all day toward building a deficiency, so that until the meal we all connect our desires into one deficiency, so we don't just come to a meal to eat, but really mark it as a special meal that we come prepared with one deficiency and one real prayer.
Yeah, we'll try to come with the right intention, the intention of the whole tent to come as one vessel, to make our friends in the world Kli happy, to make the upper force happy. And it's another opportunity, a great opportunity for us to ask during the meal.
We'll come to the meal with a desire to connect and to bestow that we've acquired in a morning lesson.
We'll come with the deficiency that all the friends together will enter spirituality today and not wait another day.
We'll come with an open heart, with connection in the tent as one man, and we'll connect to the whole world Kli.
And also with a piece of bread. and a small lechaim.
כל החלקים שבנו יהיו שמחים.
That all the parts in us will be happy. All the parts of connection and yearning, and that this will be the thing that is most outstanding in us, this connection.
As we heard from Rav, now is the stage of the realization in this topic and in this time. There is a feeling that we can do this so that we come with this deficiency, with our activity to perform this operation. We don't have many operations where we come as a kli, as a world kli, and it's different from a lesson. A meal is from below, when we all do this together, this work of realization, that we work from below.
Yeah,
and the fact that we're doing it together, the whole world kli, it's the most special thing there is. And we bring the heavening and the tiredness we were with today, and ask upon it that the Creator will come and take us from the darkness to the new state. It's a beginning of a new state. And we want all the friends to be worthy, and we'll enter this degree.
Yeah. What can I add? This day may be a good sign for the future. The spirituality that's revealed between us. Maybe it's also a good sign for the work during the day to try together to kind of decipher and dissolve this coarseness with a common intention, with concentration, and to come prepared to overcome together. Only together we overcome this coarseness, we fill up this vessel with bestowal and love.
Let's hear Niv in the focus group, please, Niv.
Yeah, friends, dear friends, this evening we're going to have a very exciting meal. It's all about love. We're going to have exits from sources on the topic of love this evening at 6:30, with something small to eat and to drink. And we're going to overcome all the coarseness that Rav said he feels, this heaviness that he feels. And as we all know and are practiced already, it's the greatest closeness of the Creator to us. And this topic of entering the spiritual degree, we have opened the lesson, began the lesson today, which is our implementation, our realization. So now we've got an opportunity. We've got everything. We've got the heaviness. We've got the refinement and the invitation from the Creator. And this very, very special activity of the world kli is one from below, unlike a lesson. We are really coming in the most active way to demand the correction. Of course, it'll be with Rav's participation, but we are the ones who are going to make the meal. So the content team is asking H10 to scrutinize during the day how we can awaken the hearts during the day toward the meal this evening. How to awaken the hearts during the day toward the meal this evening. If the subtitles team can put it up, it'll be great. So let's discuss how we awaken the hearts during the meal toward the meal this evening, and come with a strong vessel with all the coarseness and the joy and the opportunity to bring contentment to the Creator. L'chaim, friends.
Yeah.
We'll end with announcements for today's schedule. Today at 10:30, recorded broadcast of the writings meeting with Rav Leitman at 10:30, at 6:30, our meal, the Sunday evening meal. And we'll end with a song together.
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice? Something pulling us out from the dark? Something holding
someplace beyond all the noise, a sweet silence.